Hi, I'm Jacqueline Schiff with the Kaiser Daily Global Health Report. Today I'm speaking with Dr. Wessler Lambert, who is Director of Monitoring and Evaluation for Partners in Health's project in Haiti. Dr. Lambert was born in Haiti and started working with Partners in Health in 1997. He helped launch the world's first community-based AIDS prevention and treatment program, and more recently, he's been involved with treating the country's cholera epidemic. Dr. Lambert, thank you so much for your time today. As you know, we just marked the one-year anniversary of the earthquake that struck Haiti last January. And in a statement marking the occasion, President Obama said, "Over the past year, countless lives have been saved and many Haitians affected by the earthquake now have better access to food, water, and health care than they did before the disaster." Is this consistent with what you've observed, Dr. Lambert?
I will talk from a healthcare perspective. I think he's right. Most of the population living, particularly around the capital city, have a better access to healthcare. Since the earthquake, there have been a lot of international institutions, but also local institutions focusing on healthcare. They have been able to extend the provision of healthcare to the population. Even though we have the earthquake destroyed many health facilities, I think what we have seen in the IDP camps, there are many healthcare clinics in these IDP camps, more than before the earthquake. In terms of access to food and water, yes, I think there has been a lot of effort, even from the Haitian government. But in terms of food, I will have some reserve about better access to food.
Around the time of the anniversary, some policymakers and scholars have pointed to the international community's handling of the cholera outbreak as a relative success over the last year. And you've been involved with setting up a cholera treatment facility in Port-au-Prince. What has your experience been like with treating the epidemic?
In terms of our response to the cholera outbreak, I think it was a successful one. From Mirbalet, where the epidemic started, PIH has been at the front line. We are among the first institutions to respond very quickly to the outbreak. But one thing I would like to outline is the collaborative work, not only from those who provide cholera treatment, but also from WASH, from different type of services. There has been also a sense of better collaboration among all the healthcare institutions in the country to provide a good response to the cholera outbreak.
And looking forward, you know, there's been a lot of debate about, you know, whether to offer a cholera vaccine. What's your view on this? Should the vaccine be offered at all? You know, and how should a program be implemented?
Everybody believes that we'll have to face cholera for a long time. And you can see, without a vaccine, there has been some acceptable response to the outbreak. Yes, we'll have to probably scale down the program to address the cholera outbreak. But as we are thinking, remember that we are in the dry season, and I think that one of the reasons we have less cases of cholera is partly because of the dry season. And we have to prepare our institutions for a peak of cholera during the rainy season. Yes, it's a small program now during the dry season, but the response should be upgraded in the next 4 or 5 months when the rainy season starts in mid-May.
And as rebuilding goes forward in Haiti, what are some of the immediate things that you think need to be addressed in the country's health system?
Training is a major issue. And infrastructure. And also, the third one will be supplying the health institution with adequate materials to respond to the healthcare needs of the population. I mentioned training. The cholera outbreak, gave us a good lesson that we need to treat more people, especially those working in the nursing sector. Very recently, like in December, November and December, we were obliged to call for the international you know, institutions to help us staff our institution with nurses, because we are overwhelmed. There are not enough nursing to respond to the cholera outbreak. This is just remind us how much effort we have to do to better train our healthcare professional, but also find a better way to retain them. Retention is another major issue. Even like we train a lot of healthcare professionals, we really need like a better policy. Even working with countries like United States and Canada, where many of our healthcare professionals migrate because of many personal issues. But we need to find like a policy, to find ground rules, common rules to better address the issue. And I think this is the reason why PIH is also focusing now in supporting this national medical school to better train the new doctors, but also the National School of Nursing to increase the new cadre of nursing, but also to improve their training.
Dr. Lambert, thank you so much. It's been very interesting talking to you today.
Thank you very much.